there are a lot of exciting new areas, I think, that young people could get onto. Certainly behavioural studies, effect of purinergic signalling on behaviour, many more pathological studies. I think stem cells are a goldmine. I think evolutionary studies are really worth doing, cloning some more receptors in invertebrates and lower vertebrates. I think embryology, I think the whole field of the interaction of purinoreceptors with growth factors and various genes is going to be terribly important and interesting. The literature is exploding, and I keep seeing wonderful new things that I wish I could go on and do, but I've got to slow down, I guess. I think that what's exciting is the question. I often asked when I'm examining a PhD, tell me in a nutshell what question you were asking, what approach you took that could produce original work, and if there's a takeaway original finding. And sometimes they say to me, what do you mean by what question? What I did was this and that. And this is terrible. You must have a question in science. You must, and you must try to answer, make sure that the techniques you use can answer that question. Because some very bright people ask a good question, but the techniques are not available to answer it. And they spend years doing stuff which later on is shown to be obsolete. You know, science is made up of clubs. When we started with the idea that purinoreceptors might be involved in pain, the pain club was very resistant to this to start with. The embryologists were resistant to the role of purines. It took a while. Each one of these things takes a while, but I don't mind going into new areas. I start in ignorance, I build in knowledge, I make good collaborations with leading figures, which is important these days. You can't be the best in the world at every technique. And we stumble along, you know. I'm not going to stop. I don't want to stop. I'm in the thick of it. I love seeing young people at meetings, and I'm inspired by their enthusiasm and reactions, and I wish I could go on. I mean, I have had 106 PhD and MD students that I've personally supervised. That was a great pleasure. Keeps you young, working with passionate young people. This is what it's all about, and I don't want that to stop. Can't. I'm only 78 years old. I'm ready to go on. So if any of you youngsters out there feel like working with me, give me a call. I'd find that very, very attractive.